is good. Forgive, I'm not sure I could. They say.
All right, folks, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Okay, phone lines are open, folks. 800-313-9443. I want to take a little bit of a poll here. Now, I read some excerpts out of a couple of articles about this. I've got another one up here by DV Kidd, just released today, but I want your input. I asked you a question a little while ago. What do you think that Ron Paul and his campaign should do right now? Do you think that they should call for a recount on the vote? Now, you've just heard Bev Harris talking about that. Do you think that he should continue with this campaign? Do you think that he should go independent? Do you think that maybe at this particular juncture that he should take the money that he's gotten, run commercials, and expose these people for who they are? Because we all know what's going on behind the scenes here. All of the veterans out there, all my listening audience, we're all awakened, all right? We know the big picture. We know what's happening behind the scenes. We know, just like in this article that I had read yesterday that's posted on my website with these eight smiling faces up there, we know who these people are all about, or who and what these people are all about. We know what the agenda is. We know they're globalists. We know what they want to happen here. We know that they're going to support the status quo. We know that if any of those smiling faces get elected, we are indeed going to see a North American Union. We're going to see it fully implemented. We're going to see that Trans-Texas corridor be splitting our country in half all the way from Mexico up to Canada and then beyond. We're going to see, we're going to most likely see, if Hillary gets elected or Obama, we're going to see a national health care, where we're going to be forced to go to the doctor, we're going to be forced to get their vaccines, we're going to be forced to do exactly what they tell us we're going to do, we're going to be forced into substandard health care. We all know this big picture here, folks. So again, I want your input on this. 800-313-9443. I want you to call me and I want you to tell me in your mind what you think Ron Paul should do at this point. And by the way, for those of you out there who are sitting on the fence, for those of you who are not Republicans, and by the way, and Ron Paul is running on the Republican ticket. He leans liberal. All of the Republicans on that side of the aisle are looking at him like he's crazy. But on the other side of the aisle, the Democrat side of the aisle, those people out there such as Sean Penn and others that are Dennis Kucinich supporters, okay, we've got the same thing going on both sides. We've got this, you know, whatever these red flags are here. And again, Fred Smart called in and he was talking about Dennis Kucinich stepping up to the plate and demanding a recount. This is not, and I repeat, this is not just about Ron Paul supporters. This is about the entire election process. This is about the integrity of voting. This is about our country. Is mainly what it is. I'll tell you what, I'm having a little bit of a difficulty here with my mouse, and I think I've got a little blink going on here. I think I've got a caller. Carrie, if I got a caller, or if it's Manny or Kurt, go ahead and put them on. I don't know their name. Go ahead. Hello.
Hi, Michael. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Who is this?
My name is Pete. I'm calling from British Columbia.
Yes, Pete. Go ahead.
First off, I'm just wondering, like, I can never understand why it is with all this trouble with voting machines. I'm wondering how many people in the United States understand that in Canada, with admittedly a tenth the population, but we're certainly as big, and with a tenth as many people to count the votes, in Canada, they still do all the vote counting by hand. You walk in there, you mark a ballot with a pencil, you drop it in a box. That's well supervised by lots of civilian volunteers that are overseeing each box, how being loaded, and then watching each box being counted, and then watch and help with the counting, in fact. And 3 hours after the end of the voting time, in the 9 o'clock is when voting stops, when the polling stops, by 10:30, the national news is already broadcasting the results. So I really don't understand why people are putting up with all this voting, this voting machine silliness. There's no reason for it. They should just go back to paper ballots all the way. Not machines that punch holes maybe in ballots, but just straight up piece of paper and a pencil.
Well, and I understand your concern. Yes, they should, but the problem is, from my limited understanding of this,
high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. A little technical glitch there, folks. I didn't hear the music for some reason. I guess it's my board operator saying he didn't either, so I don't know what that was. But anyway, we're back. I've got Pete online, and Pete, let me finish. Are you still with me, Pete?
I am.
Okay. In my limited understanding of this, these Diebold voting machines are owned by members of or corporates owned by the Republican Party. That's what I have heard. Now, I haven't gone down the rabbit hole to verify that. I've heard that from a number of different sources. But, yes, you know, people in this country, such as Bev Harris and so forth, are pushing. We're going to we're putting great pressure on people to try to get back to the paper ballot, because obviously that is the only integral, you know, verifiable way to make sure that the vote count is done right along with the exit polls, and there seems to be a big problem in doing that. So that's really the best answer I can give you. We're trying to get it done. And you say, well, I don't understand why they, you know, up in Canada they do that. I don't understand it either. All I know, it has to do with these Diebold voting machines, and we're having a very difficult time getting these precincts to not use them. And that's the best answer I can give you, Pete. Okay?
Yeah, I just wanted to share. I have a feeling that the perception on the part of a lot of American voters is that for some reason these machines are absolutely necessary, and that the option of going back to paper ballots has become somehow impossible. I just wanted to point out that it's not impossible. We're doing it here, and as I said before, the country's bigger. The voting goes across four time zones, and within a half or three quarters of an hour, they got a rough guesstimate, and within an hour and a half, they got solid results. It doesn't take 10 days. You can't recount them. A computer hard drive that's been diddled with.
No, I agree with you. And yes, I'm a firm advocate. I would love to see the paper balloting come back. That's not my expertise. I know there are people behind the scenes working on that very issue. But I can only hope. So anyway, thank you for the call. I appreciate the input. Let's go to, we've got Dan, Mike, and Chris online. Let's go to Dan first. Dan, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hi, Mike.
Howdy.
I took your advice. I've called the Ron Paul campaign and said, not another nickel if we don't deal with this in New Hampshire. But I got a little more to say. If not in New Hampshire, where? If not now, when? If not this way, what way? I've got a real problem for the first time in my life with Ron Paul. If he can't deal with New Hampshire, how is he going to deal with Red China and Russia? They're both slightly larger countries.
Right, and my instincts tell me that his campaign needs to do something, if not only to post a protest about this. That is my instinct, okay? And I agree with you, Dan. All of us in the grassroots level who have supported this man financially, we need answers. We need an explanation, and we need to see him move forward and do something about this. And if not, I have to say, in my estimation, the support for Ron Paul is going to wane. And yes, I do agree with you, Dan. Anything else you got?
I don't know that I'm typical or common of Ron Paul supporters, but he said, let's do it and do it right. Okay, let's get on New Hampshire. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. Appreciate the call. Okay, let's see. Mike in Georgia dropped. If you'd like to call back, Mike, you can. Now let's go to Chris in Tennessee. Chris, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Chris, go ahead. You're on with Michael.
I heard a beep, so I didn't know what happened. How are you doing today, Mike? I was just listening to the show, as great as usual.
I'm confused, as I always am.
I'll tell you what,
Chris. You sit here, okay, and you get these emails, you get these telephone calls, and everybody say, well, all right, what do we do now? What do we do now? And just like the guy called in from Canada, just get rid of the black box. Excuse me, get rid of the black box voting, go back to a paper ballot. I don't understand how you can't. Well, you know what? I don't understand how we can't either, but we're not, and there's got to be some underlying nefarious reason why not, but I'm not the be-all and end-all. I don't know the answer. All I know is that there's people behind the scenes working on it, and I know that there's also powers that be that are trying to prevent us from doing it for the obvious reason that they can tinker with it, I don't have the answer. But anyway, Chris, go ahead. What do you got on your mind?
No, I was just going to say, I think we can all come up with answers. I know how you feel. I go through it every day with people that I talk to about what's been going on since the New Hampshire and Iowa, because I've been following them both pretty closely. And from what I'm seeing, Ron Paul, I tried contacting the Ron Paul office. I've left messages. I haven't gotten any responses yet. And I called Barack Obama's office just to see, and no response there. But the bottom line is, I'm looking at the American people, too. We need to be out and doing more. As John always says, we need more boots on the ground. There's just not enough boots on the ground. Everybody's lending a lot of chat, but no action. It's time for people to roll up their sleeves, and it's time to take the boxing gloves off and bare-knuckle this. Plain and simple. I'm sitting there looking up Diebold, and I'm telling you, I think there is a connection between Diebold and the Fed Reserve.
Well, I certainly wouldn't rule it out. I mean, with all of the nefarious activities that are going on behind the scenes, I mean, I look at this, I was talking to Bev about that a little while during the interview, and some of these articles, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at all of these different anomalies, and she's saying, well, there's red flags, and I understand her position, she's a procedural person,
right.
But I'm looking at all these different red flags here, and the polls that were coming, that happened before Ron Paul or Dennis Kucinich or Barack Obama went into New Hampshire, and then they're turning around and they're telling us, oh my gosh, it's just an amazing victory, and it's the comeback kid and all this malarkey, okay, and which is all it is. And
right.
Then they're trying to explain it. Mainstream corporate media is in overdrive, trying to downplay it, trying to spin it around, trying to come up with these ridiculous excuses as to why it happened, like, Hillary got on and cried and the women related to her, so they voted for her. Or they went into the booth and they had this strange, all of a sudden they had the racial, involuntary racism.
Yeah, I laughed at that one.
I mean, come on. You know,
I laughed at that.
Huh?
I laughed at that because I watched that this morning. I was in tears laughing so hard.
It's just beyond. I mean, how stupid do they think we are, for crying out loud? Involuntary racism. I mean, let's just picture this for a minute now. All right, so you're going in there and you're going in there to vote for Barack Obama, and you've made up your mind and you've talked to your neighbors and you've done the investigating you've deciphered all the spin in the mainstream corporate controlled media, and you walk into the voting booth and you're just getting ready to punch the button and you go, oh, wait a minute. You know, and the spirit hits you and say, I can't do that. He's a black man.
Mm-hmm.
And then you turn around and vote for Hillary. I mean, come on. That's mm-hmm. the most ridiculous thing I ever heard in my life.
Well, yeah, of course it is. I mean, I sat there and watched that this morning. Like I said, I was on my knees laughing so hard because I said, this is just about the most blatant way of trying to spin this whole fraud issue that I've ever seen. And it's now just blatant. It's wide open. And that's why I connect Diebold to the Federal Reserve, because I've been noticing, I don't know if you do any banking anywhere, but I notice here in Tennessee there are a lot of now ATMs that are installed, and they're all done by Diebold.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, and I'm not the first one to notice this. I have a friend of mine that lives in Australia that noticed the same thing.
Well, I don't know. I think I might go up and open a bank account at the Lakota Nations with Russell Means as the the head banker. I don't know. I mean,
I'm thinking of this thing.
Well, you know, I mean, I've had so many issues in my life where, you know, you get into one incident or another, and what happens with a bank since it's federally owned? And any time a bureaucracy gets involved, I don't care whether it's the state, the Fed, it doesn't make any difference who it is. They seize your money, then they ask you questions later.
Right.
You know, and of course the bank, you know, they throw their hands up in the air and they say, no, that's the law, you blah, blah. No, it's not the law, okay? I mean, you can't take somebody's money on the word of somebody else who does not have a court order and just give it to them. You
mm-hmm.
can't do that, but they do it anyway and they get away with it. You know, and I've had this happen to me more times than I can count during my life, and so I've got to the place where I say, you know, I don't know that I trust these people too much, you know? And then people say, well, you know, you're a conspiracy theorist. No, I'm not. I'm a conspiracy – I mean, come on. I mean, it's like taking your money and going down and putting it into the pocket of a convicted bank robber and say, here, hold this for me for a couple of weeks till I need it, you
right.
know? I mean, I just – there's something – I got a problem with that one.
Right.
Anyway,
and
anything else?
That's why I'm just quitting banking. But no, I just think the American people need to start rolling the sleeves up, like you and John always talk about, and get more boots on the ground. It's time to stop sitting on the sidelines and complaining and just start doing something. Plain and simple, get involved.
We bark this all the time. You know what, Chris? We bark this all the time. By the way, I got Robin in Tennessee. Robin, I'm going to get with you in just a minute here, so stick with me. And if I go to the break, I'll hold you over. You know, we bark about this all the time. And what's amazing to me, and I have to say, the numbers are coming up. We're starting to get listeners from all over the world because people all over the world are watching, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you have a catastrophe come down, and I go back to the Edna Blaine Brown incident back in June when you mm-hmm. know when I taxied Randy Weaver up to New Hampshire, you know, and the raid on the Brown residence, and the listening audience triples. It's like they go out and they drive around their SUVs, they take their son to hockey practice or whatever they do, and then their neighbor all of a sudden one day gets on the telephone and says, oh, my God. Edna Lane Brown might die. Boom! All of a sudden, the listening audience triples. So, you know, I know these people are out there. I just don't know why they're not telling their friends and neighbors to listen, because time is short here, Chris.
Yes,
you know,
I'm not
doing this because I love doing this. I'm doing this because I have children and grandchildren that I want to continue to live in a constitutional republic. And it's gone. It's on life support. And what we're trying to do right now is get it back, for crying out loud.
Exactly. That's what
yeah.
it's about, Mike. And I just want
right.
to thank you guys, man, because you guys inspire me so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris. All right, let's go to Robin, Tennessee. Robin, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Michael.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, you know, I just have to agree with some things the last caller said, and every point that you guys are bringing up is a legitimate point across this country about we're losing our individual rights daily. And, you know, I think that when you run into the problem with what we're running into in New Hampshire right now, you know, the sad thing about the whole thing is it takes a lot of money to fight that. I guess my biggest point that I want to get across is I know Ron Paul is a man of principle, but I just really believe he should take the matching funds, take the $20 million to continue the fight in the areas that he needs to fight it. That's my biggest point.
All right, now I'll tell you what, Robin, hold with me. We've got to take a break. Finish your point after the break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'll be back in three, folks. Stick with us. All your friends and neighbors. I might even vent. I might rant. You never know. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And real quick, before I get back to Robin, folks, I want to let you know, all of us in the United States here, not in the other countries that are listening, but here, we no longer have to worry about the warrantless wiretapping. Yes, I know they ruled on it, and they said that it was okay for the FBI to do it, but I just got a note from my roving reporter, Rob Bishop, who, by the way, also has a show on Sunday nights on RBN, that the FBI can no longer wiretap because they didn't pay their wiretapping bill. The phone company shut them down. Isn't that funny? Huh? Our wonderful government can't even pay their own bills. I wonder why. Let's go back to Robin. Go ahead, Robin. You're with me.
Michael, thanks again. I have another point I'd like to make, but I would just like to hear your views on whether or not Dr. Paul should take the matching funds or not.
Take the matching funds?
Yes, sir.
And do what with them?
Well, that would double the amount of money that he's received so far. If he, you know, that's another $20 million that he could get in his chest to take the fight, you know, to where it has to be taken.
Yeah, God, I don't know. You know, I have to tell you, Robin, I follow this, and I normally, and I wasn't going to do this show today, but I've gotten so many emails and phone calls about this that I decided to bring Bev Harris up. I normally leave this to the guys that are more politically in tune with the semantics of what's going on in politics, because I have to tell you that I am not an expert on matching funds or procedural process or all that sort of thing. So really, I wouldn't be able to give you, you know, I mean, I could say, yeah, I think you should take it, but I don't know what that would entail. In other words, when you say take matching funds, does that mean matching federal funds?
Yes.
Okay. So if he takes matching federal funds, the federal government, now here I'm just going from my analytical mind here, the federal government's not going to give you anything unless there are strings attached to it. So what strings would be attached to that?
Well, that's a legitimate question.
Right. So I'm saying that you know, if they say, well, we'll offer you matching funds, they're not just going to say, oh, here you go, Ron, have 20 million, especially Ron Paul. You know, they might give it to Barack Obama because he may be bought and paid for anyway. I don't know. But Ron Paul or Dennis Kucinich, either one, you think they're going to hand him $20 million and go, yeah, use it for whatever you want. Yeah, go ahead and get on there and run some commercials and tell them how bad the Federal Reserve is. I don't think they're going to do that. I think there's going to be some strings attached to it, Robin. Now, I could be wrong, okay, but that's just my analytical mind talking.
Well, you raise a very valid point.
Yeah, I don't have an answer to your question. I'm sorry, buddy, okay? But, you know, call in and ask who'd be good at that. Well, John's good at it, John Stadmiller. There's a couple of young guys on this network, Rob or Lee Rogers, that probably be able to be better at answering that question than me. I'm just an old dummy, you know?
Yeah, I know the feeling.
I just get on here and my gums flap. Oh, wait a minute. I got my roving reporter, and he says the FEC. I don't know what the heck that means. I thought he was going to give me an answer. He usually does. Okay, well, never mind. Oh, wait a minute. Here we go. They will match your fundraiser. Match your fundraising. Paul is against it because it comes from taxpayer pockets. Well, there you go. Okay, he doesn't want to match the funds because it's coming out of the taxpayer pocket, and he wants to get rid of the Federal Reserve and the IRS anyway. But the Democrats and McCain and Rudy do it. Of course, they do it because they don't care, all right? But anyway, there's your answer, and that's from my roving reporter, and he's got a show on Sunday nights at 10 on RBN, Rob Bishop, so, you know, have a listen to him. And when it comes to those kind of questions, he's better at it than I am. But, you know, he listens to my show, and he gives me the answers when I need them. So there you go. All right, thanks, Robin. I appreciate the call. Okay? Are you gone? I guess he's gone. Okay, let's go to Shane in Buffalo. Shane, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm confused other than that, I'm in a good mood. Go ahead.
All right, great. Listen, I've been trying to reach as many people out here in the mainstream media. I'm in the Buffalo, New York area, and I've probably put up, I don't know how many signs, at least a couple hundred Ron Paul signs on telephone poles.
Oh, you're the guy.
I'm
the guy.
You're the guy.
No, they got them all over Scottsdale, Arizona, too. Did you come out here and do that?
That's great. I'm glad to hear that. But I think I'm the only person in Western New York, and if there is anybody listening, am I allowed to give up my phone number?
Sure. I don't care. Right, you might get slammed with phone calls, but go ahead.
That's fine. My phone number, it's anybody in the Western New York area that wants to help the meetup group put up Ron Paul signs, and we have flooded the waterfront area with them. My direct number is 716-870-5200. That's 716-870-5200. We just got a couple more hundred Ron Paul signs, and we're putting them up on telephone poles, giving out DVDs, and now people are just starting to notice them. In fact, it wasn't for the signs, people would even know who Ron Paul is, because a lot of these people are just clueless. But you know, we got to keep on pumping out the information, and I just want to get a comment from you on concerning the voting fraud that took place up in New Hampshire. And, you know, I listened partially to the Alex Jones show yesterday, and he was somewhere estimated around anywhere between 20 to possibly 24,000 votes that Ron Paul might have lost, unconfirmed at this point.
Yeah, I heard that again this morning, and I think, I'm not sure, I was listening to Jones this morning, and I think that Bev Harris may have mentioned that. But, yeah, I think, you know, and again, I'm no expert in it. I didn't follow it, but I've heard a couple different people say it right in that number area somewhere.
Right. And my question is, what you thought about it, and do you think that eventually, you think Ron Paul is just going to, do you think he's going to get to a point where he says he might just go independent and fight this thing right to the end? What's your feelings on that?
Well, yes. I mean, Ron Paul has said on several different occasions with mainstream corporate media interviews that he has no intentions of running on an independent ticket. But and I made this prediction, I think, over a month ago on the air, that I see that that's his only shot. Now, also, again, not being a political expert, but they're also talking about Bloomberg running on an independent ticket. And there's, of course, political strategies going on behind that scene. But I don't see any way, please don't slam me with emails, folks, but I don't see at this particular point in time, especially based upon what's happened in Iowa and New Hampshire, that Ron Paul is going to get the Republican nomination. And I honestly think that he would probably be better
the Republic Broadcasting running Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events
in
light of human wisdom, but without
the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Hey, listen, I sent you another email backing off of that clip. Bev Harris told me it was a fraud.
To offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance.
That clip I sent you an email I called you last night on.
It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Over here, freedom here. Send the word, never fear. Now that Ron Paul's running, the drums are drumming, the sound of freedom everywhere. Give a cheer, volunteer. We can win, let's begin, make it clear. It's not over until it's over. And we help Ron Paul keep freedom over here.
What America needs is a president who is truly independent of both major political parties. As president, Dr. Ron Paul will put big, bloated government on a diet. Ron Paul supports a return to the constitutional principle of limited government. He has pledged to secure our borders, end illegal immigration, and end birthright citizenship for illegal aliens. Vote to keep America truly free, independent, and solvent. Vote for Ron Paul in the upcoming Republican primary. Political advertisement paid for individually by friends of Ron Paul.
Well, I was just told by one of my little well, my roving reporter here, that you folks already heard that that's the exclusive. I got the exclusive first time shown or first time heard on the air of that new commercial. So thank you very much, John Stadtmiller. And I believe I still have Shane on the line here. Shane, go ahead and finish up. Is Shane still there? Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Then let's just go to John Stadtmiller. Is John Stadtmiller still there?
Hey, I'm always here.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, my friend?
Who thought that commercial up? Was that you?
Well, no, actually, I missed all but about 45 minutes of cash flow this afternoon. I went down to...
You're telling me I listen every day.
Yeah.
Come on. All right.
and I went down to the Sheraton Hotel down here in Austin to meet up with a friend, and it's Dick Mills, the national director of the Ron Paul Friends USA Network. And he and I had been discussing how the Ron Paul campaign was going, and he is in complete agreement with me. The strategy's got to be put in place. We've got to get a pit bull kind of... how should we say, campaign director, working for Mr. Paul. And that's going to be accomplished hopefully this weekend. If Ron's not home this weekend, wherever he's at in his country, we're going to hop on a plane and we're going to go see him. Because we are pretty much, I've been talking with a lot of the people that have been, let me just put it this way, been successful in business and understand what works and what doesn't, have been through so many political campaigns, they've got so much snow on their roof, they don't even talk about shoveling it off anymore. But the good old boy network that has been eyeballing the situation politically and economically in this country for many years, these are the people we are in contact, and these are the people we're talking to. And by no stretch of the imagination, do not misunderstand what I'm saying here, folks. All the people out there heretofore that have been on the Ron Paul campaign, we need you and we need more of you, but there's got to be a strategy that's put into place and one that's going to be effective and get this man into office in 2008. And I think...
Well, John, let me ask you, as long as I got your political wizardry expert analytical mind on here, what are your thoughts on the possibility of the Ron Paul campaign doing what Dennis Kucinich is doing, and that's demanding a recount? On this, New Hampshire.
Well, the problem is that who are we making the demand of? Are we making the demand of the Congress, the very same Congress that can't seem to decide who they're going to vote for the Federal Elections Commission, because the Federal Elections Commission has been shut down unofficially since January 1st. They have six board members, and there's only two sitting in seats right now, and they can't do anything. So if it's an issue of campaign contributions or campaign fraud or voter election fraud through the primaries, what door are we going to knock on to demand an answer? There's your number one problem.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that there is nobody to go and talk to.
Well, with all the red flags that are propping up here and all the emails and the telephone calls I'm getting and the articles that I'm reading about, you know, I mean, it stinks to high heaven. And, you know, time is of the essence here, John, as you know. And the last time this happened, you know, they uncovered vote fraud, but it was long after the election.
Sure.
So, you know, my question is, what exactly do we do and how fast do we do it and where do we go to do it?
Well,
because, you know, they've said the status quo has said, John, well, we're just going to move forward. Well, we're going to move forward to South Carolina, let you do it to us again?
I'm in DEFCON 5 mode right now. If I have to board an airplane to go any place in this country at a moment's notice, I'm there to do it. And this is one of the things that are going to be discussed, is that we've got some, Houston, we have a problem, and we need to address this, and we need to address it now. That's one of the issues that I want to talk about. But it is also about campaign strategy. It is also what to do with the 1,500 meetup groups out there that are starving for money. That the ad, by the way, the reason why I played that ad for you, that's an ad that's running locally on radio stations in Houston, Texas. The meetup groups should have enough money out there for produced commercials, not through the Ron Paul campaign, but through independent people out there that want Ron Paul in. These are the soldiers in the field doing the work. They're the ones taking the bullets and bleeding the real blood here. we need to make the money available so they can take these commercials, walk them into their radio stations, sign the contracts in radio stations across this country. Not only just radio, but television as well. As far as advertising for Mr. Ron Paul's campaign, I think I could probably maybe get a little advice on that one. But what we're going to do is draw the bigger and better minds into this thing, sit down, have a campaign strategy, and pick the direction we're going to go, and do it at Mach 3 with our hair on fire.
And this is exactly what needs to be done, because I don't have to tell you, John, you already know. I mean, time is of the essence here. We cannot let happen now what has happened many times in the past. If we don't do something about this and run damage control real quick, we're going to see Ron Paul fading.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
No, you started to ask me the question, and I know it was on your mind, about Ron Paul. What if he does not get the nod from the Republicans to run as president on their ticket?
Did I ask you that?
No, you didn't ask that, but I heard that question in your mind. Remember Karnak, Johnny Carson,
already,
with the envelope up to the front?
Don't ask a question you don't already know the answer to, and you already know the answer to this one, John. So go ahead.
That's right, because I'm putting the question in your mouth.
All right, good.
Anyhow, I fully expect Mayor Bloomberg, Michael Bloomberg, which I wouldn't trust with my cat. Now, we've already seen one, and I'm here to unofficially announce that Rudy Giuliani is politically dead in this country. We're going to have one failed New York mayor, past mayor, and if Mr. Bloomberg gets into this race, we'll see another failed New York mayor. Only this one, the difference is going to be this one's seated and the other one's not. He is going to come in on independent. That's what this whole ballyhoo thing was at Oklahoma City. The Oklahoma College that I watched on C-SPAN the other day. It was the CFR think tank boys to put Bloomberg into the office, because I don't think they're really satisfied with Hillary Clinton. Yes, she's a good lapdog, just as her husband was, very good at taking orders and marching to that tune. Mr. Bloomberg represents the more intellectual and money crowd out there, seeing as how he's from New York, and they're going to inject this guy, and he will run independent. The guy has been a Republican, he's been a Democrat, now he's an independent, and, well, he'll run independent. But that's neither here nor there, because given the strategy and the message, the true message that Ron Paul, and I'll admit, has not been doing an exemplary job of getting out his position and making it understandably clear to the American people, that's what we're going to be there to do. Now, Bloomberg is already poised to put in 10% of his own personal finance, which is one load of money. But even if Ron Paul does not get the nod from the Republican for the Republican convention, their nominee, I do believe that he can run independent. There's not going to be a matter of a shortage of money for Mr. Paul. I think he can take care and dispatch of Mr. Bloomberg, because the money people that I'm talking to, And I'm not exaggerating here. And you know that I'm always one that has always told you the truth, Mike, good, bad, or indifferent, whether it hurt me or hurt you or whatever. There is many people that understand that the only chance that this country has economically right now is to have Mr. Paul in there, and the big money is going to start to place their bets on the horse, the dark horse called Mr. Paul, to finish and win the race. Just not place and show, but to win the race.
Well, John, in all honesty, you know, and I've been saying this for over a month, I do believe that Ron's got a better shot at winning as an independent as he does as a Republican candidate. I mean, he's not going to get the nomination, first of all. There's no question in my mind about that.
Yeah, but the big argument that you'll hear right away is, oh, my goodness, we're setting up another, we're going to split the vote routine. Not if Mr. Ron Paul, because we already see the appeal across party lines, age groups. It's young, it's college, it's old, it's retired, it's Democrat, it's Republican, it's independent.
And toss the its economic downturn into the mix as well.
And there's his forte, because what did he say? I'm going to do away with the Federal Reserve System.
Exactly.
You tell anybody.
Listen, John. I've got a bunch of callers on the line. You want to stick around?
No, I do not. I want to quit burning up your time so you can continue to do your own show.
Oh, come on! Don't leave me. Come back. All right. Hey, I'll talk to you later, bud.
Okay. Bye. Hey, thanks a lot, Michael.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, we got Richard, Don, and Vince. Let's go to Richard first in Alabama. Richard, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Do you remember Judge Roy Moore?
Yes, I do, vaguely.
Judge Roy Moore, the Ten Commandments monument, they removed him from office. Well, they removed him from office, and it was just before an opportunity to register once again for the office of Chief Justice. And Roy Moore had plenty of campaign contributors, and he had all the money he needed to run right again, turn right around and run again for the office of Chief Justice and win. He could have easily won, but he wouldn't do it. Instead, he collected money and decided to run for governor against Bob Riley, who was a lousy governor, but he did support Roy Moore just on that Ten Commandments monument issue. And Roy Moore went all over the state collecting money from church after church after church, collecting money, and then squandering his money on advertisements on the subject of the Ten Commandments, which just bounced right off of Bob Riley because he just said, oh, I'm in favor of the Ten Commandments and the monument, and I supported him. So he wasted all that money.
Okay, let me ask you, Richard, what exactly is your point? Your point is going to Ron Paul, is that correct?
Well, I'm not so sure about Ron Paul, but I know that Roy Moore is a phony.
I'm wondering what your point is. You're talking about Judge Roy Moore, and then he squandered all this money on advertising, talking about the Ten Commandments. What does it have to do with Ron Paul?
I don't know. It's just a pattern.
It's just
a pattern that worries me.
I'll tell you what. I don't believe Ron Paul is so conservative and is so meticulous in his overseeing, you know, money in a budgetary manner. I don't think you have that concern, but I appreciate your input. Okay, let's go to Don in Ohio. Don, you're on with Michael.
Good evening.
Hello.
I want to put forth there's no putting a toothpaste back in the tube scenario.
Okay,
Bush conveniently is out of the country and available when their voting scheme goes to pot.
Yeah, yeah, good point. Go ahead.
Iran confrontation, which clearly shows the premise for a forthcoming Tonkin effect. You know, if that happens, then martial law can be proclaimed denying any investigation of an elections fraud because America's at a state of war.
Okay. You just said you've got what, that you're convinced there's going to be another Gulf of Tonkin incident?
Well, they've already shown that they're willing to, you know, ramp up the expectations that we are at this close, you know, premise of a another confrontation, another Tonkin event.
Right. Are you talking about those speedboats that were going up and down in the Persian Gulf?
Right. That's all they need, because that's all the people listen to. They ain't listening to us. You know, I mean, you know, in the majority, they're not listening to, you know, the reasonable people out here. They're listening to, you know, the assholes. Excuse me.
Yes, please.
I'm sorry.
The sphincter muscles.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, you know, I mean, they get him out of the country. They're gonna cause, you know, it's cause and effect. Okay. If it looks like, you know, their plot's going to fail in New Hampshire and Iowa, since they've never turned in the results for the precincts there, you know, which is highly dubious, and then New Hampshire goes, and Ron Paul, you better step up to the darn bet. You know, it's really getting me a little bit upset right now. But anyways, besides that point, you know, they got him out of the country. They're going to cause something that's going to, you know, basically annul anything that's going on in this country, so they can say, you know, we're now at a full-fledged war. So any little thing we have over here, like election fraud and stuff like that, is not going to be valid, because they're going to say, well, you know, they assassinated him, which he'll be, you know, comfortably transported down to Paraguay, you know that. And by the way,
I tell you what, I hope you're wrong, but I will say it's entirely possible, you know. And I don't want to say, oh yeah, that's going to happen. I've heard other talk show hosts that fearmonger, and they say, oh yeah, there's going to be a nuke dropped, or, you know, yeah, they're going to do this or they're going to do that. Well, you know, if they do it, it's already planned. I don't want to speculate. I want to think optimistic about it. I do appreciate your input on it. It is a possibility, and I'll leave it at that, Don. But thank you so much for the call. I got to go to Vince in Montana. Very short time till a break. So thanks for the call, Don. Let's go to Vince. Vince in Montana. Go ahead. You're on with Michael.
Hey, the word is that Kucinich is calling for a recall of the New Hampshire votes.
How does that make you feel, Vince?
Well, I know I'm not giving any more money to Ron Paul unless he supports and goes for the full recount, because right now you've got a small state. It'll be cheaper to audit those votes in New Hampshire than anywhere else. They're using the very worst Diebold machines, the machines that were banned in California and Colorado. The problem with those machines, I was looking at some detailed schematics today on how to hack them. And there's really no way you can cover your tracks.
What about, I don't know whether you were listening earlier, when I had Bev Harris on it, she's saying, you know, you don't want another count that comes up with the same count saying, see, we told you so. You have to go back to, you know, the maker of the ballots and go through a whole chain of people. In other words, if you're going to go back and demand a recount from the same people that lied the first time, what makes you think it's going to be any different the second time?
Well, the procedure that they use for this stuff, I mean, whatever their procedure is, you've got to call for a recount. The chances are good where technology that Diebold, and they're called something else, preferred outcomes now, but the chances are good that you will. These people will have removed the memory cards that they used to hack them and inserted the original memory cards in. In other words, there is a very limited paper trail. I'll hang over if you want me to.
Yeah, okay. All right, we got to go to a break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up to, well, actually, we got a 3-minute break, then a short segment coming up to the National Intel Report, and we got Vince from Montana with final thoughts. So we'll be back in 3. Stick with us, folks.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0367. This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
All right, we're back. Final segment of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And we've still got Vince on the line. Vince, go ahead and finish up.
Okay, well, anyway, what I was saying was that, like I said, Kucinich, it looks like he's pursuing a recount of the New Hampshire vote totals. Ron Paul needs to support that. You can call 703-248-9115 to Paul's headquarters and tell them that they need to support this thing. It really is now or never. The bigger states will be exponentially more expensive to get a count on. And New Hampshire's a great trial balloon to blow these Diebold machines out of the water. In the precincts where I'm using the Democrats for an example, in the precincts where Diebold machines were used, the results were reversed from Hillary to Obama. She got 40-36 in the precincts where Diebold machines were not used. Obama beat her 39-36.
Yeah, I know. I'm very aware of that.
Straight out.
I know. I know. There's no question. There's no question.
I mean, there's no question. It's very obvious that these things are flipping votes, and the information has been put together in detail at Princeton University. If you go to a site which is very interesting called itpolicy.princeton.edu/voting. They have schematics and detailed information on how to hack Diebold machines. There are numerous ways to hack those machines, and it all basically involves either flash memory chip cards or inserted cards. But,
right.
I mean, they're security nightmares. They were designed for vote fraud. Colorado's decertified them. California's decertified them. No other state in the union should be allowed to use those. Now is the time. Otherwise, there's no sense in going on with Ron Paul or anybody else if we're going to have fraudulent elections.
No, I agree. We definitely have to address the problem, Vince. There's no question about that. All right. Well, listen, buddy, I got to run. Okay, I got a couple minutes left. I got some announcements I got to make before I leave. But thank you for the call. Thank you for the information, Vince. And we'll talk to you another day. Okay, folks. Listen, I didn't plug my sponsors. I got to do that real quick. But I want to remind you, tomorrow I've got Marilyn Barnwall coming up on my show. I had her on a few months ago. She's got a new book out. No, I don't know the name of the book, but we'll find we'll find out tomorrow. We're gonna go into a couple of chapters on the book. Lovely lady, I've had her on. I think she was talking about chemtrails or something. I don't know, but I don't think that's what the book's about. Anyway, Marilyn Barnwall coming up tomorrow. Don't forget Cartavite, Don Wiskin, 877-928-8822. Give him a call. You know, you'll feel happier, healthier. You'll look better, like me, and you'll run farther with Cartavite. Don Wiskin, 877-928-8822. Also, my buddy John Onesti at 505-296-2453. If you have any investment concerns, you want stocks, bonds, mutual funds, you want to know what to invest in, what not to invest in, what to do with your money, what not to do with your money, give John a call. Again, that's 505-296-2453. Boy, what an action-packed show today. Let's see here. We've got all right. You know, we've got a new commercial that I aired for the first time on Ron Paul. We've got the question of whether Ron Paul should stand up to the plate and demand a recount. Dennis Kucinich is doing that. I'd be curious to see what comes of Dennis Kucinich and his recount. John Stat Miller is willing to jump on a jet and go anywhere in the United States to back Ron Paul. How many of you out there are willing to jump and go anywhere for Ron Paul? How many of you are willing to jump and do anything for the passion and for the beliefs that you have? Think about that till tomorrow, okay? And remember, I got Marilyn Barnwell coming up tomorrow. We're going to talk about a new book. Don't have a clue what it is, but I'm sure it's a good one. Anyway, stay tuned for the National Intel Report. John Stadmiller coming up with probably a little bit more on Ron Paul and some tidbits thrown in here and there. So end of another day. I will see you tomorrow with Marilyn Barnwell. Have a good rest of the day if you can.